Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Timberwolves underway at training camp. We're not going to draw any conclusions from what we've seen so far in the preseason, even though they beat Denver in overtime last night, 114-112. Alan Horton on the call for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you'll hear him all season long. Alan doing a phenomenal job. He's just terrific. And it was fun last night because Ed Molloy was one of the officials. And I was traveling back from a high school football game last night out at St. Michael Albertville. The Knights blew out Champlain Park. And it was fun to listen to Alan. And he did get in a couple of Ed Molloy. And if you've never heard Alan Horton's Ed Molloy meltdown from a few seasons ago, it is epic. Absolutely epic. But the Timberwolves get it done. Once again, we're not going to draw too many conclusions from what we've seen so far in the preseason games, but we are going to take a look at this 21-22 Timberwolves team with Chris Hine, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. And Chris, how about that? Overtime in the preseason, oh boy.
Oh yeah, exciting. Exciting for the beat writers who had plans on their Friday nights that were watching the game from their couches. Overtime. It was fun, but yeah, preseason overtime doesn't need to be 5 minutes long, in my opinion.
Yeah, or like they do in spring training in the major league, say, we'll see you guys next time. Would anybody be that disappointed? But for the Timberwolves, there was that drama before training camp. Gerson Rozsas showing the door. I know there is potential that could have lingering effects on the club going into the season. I wasn't actually too enamored or thrilled, if I'm a Timberwolves fan, based on what Karl Anthony Towns said on Media Day. It sounded like he was a little bit disgruntled by the drama and the turmoil, etc. But I would assume if this team, led by Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards, plays well out of the gate, that'll be in the rearview mirror and no one will mention it.
I think that's right. I think if the team does well on the court, I think what happened a few weeks ago will seem like a bit of a distant memory, especially as it pertains to Karl Anthony Towns, because that's the biggest thing. It's trying to get this team on a winning track. And, you know, Gerson Rozsas was fired after he kind of assembled the team for this year. So in terms of the immediate impact of Gerson Rozsas firing, you're not really going to feel that from a basketball perspective too much. He got the roster here. He got Chris Finch in place as coach. Sachin Gupta takes over, but you know, any moves are going to be made with an eye towards the long term. As it pertains to the near term, this team had a decent finish to the end of last season. You're bringing most of that core back. You're adding a veteran like Patrick Beverley, who's getting rave reviews from his teammates in camp for the intensity and toughness he's bringing and the leadership that he's bringing. So I think it doesn't really affect, I think, players on the court that much when it changes the top like that. Their day-to-day lives mostly remain unchanged. You know, they work with the staff. They work on their individual games. And so from their perspective, it's not a huge deal. But I think going into the season, it's you're not going to really feel the change at the top that much, at least immediately.
Yeah, and my thought right away is how does this impact – the head coach, Chris Finch, because he was a guy that, you know, was brought in by Rosas to replace Ryan Saunders midseason, considering where the team was at, an unusual move at the time. But Finch is getting good reviews from the players and seems to be very knowledgeable. But I would think if it had an impact on anybody, it would be on Finch.
Yeah, and that's natural. But the one thing to keep in mind here is that Sachin Gupta and Chris Finch also have a very good relationship. They also, just like Finch and Rosas did in Houston, Gupta and Finch also work together in Houston, and they've known each other for a long time as well. There's a very strong relationship there. They both really like each other. They both talk to each other a lot. So I think from that perspective, it didn't really affect Chris Finch too much, again, at least in the short term. Now, I say in the short term because ultimately we don't know what's going to happen with the basketball operations presidency here, right? We don't know if ownership is going to keep Sachin Gupta there. Are they going to open it up to a broader search, bring in a new candidate? And if that new candidate comes in, are they going to want to bring in their own coach? So that's from the long-term perspective, that's what you would have to be concerned about. But in the near term, again, Sachin Gupta and Chris Finch have a good working relationship, a good personal relationship, and I don't think that's going to really affect what Chris Finch does. And like you said, the players seem to have bought into him, at least early on here. D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, among others, spoke pretty glowingly of him here in the preseason. So I think from that perspective, there seems to be at least a good vibe between coaching staff and players, and we'll see if that translates on the court.
Chris Hine joining us covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. You'll hear them all here on the home of the Timberwolves with Alan Horton on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chris, one of the things I wanted to bring up was Anthony Edwards and what we saw a year ago and his continued development. You can't, you know, project how his career is going to turn out based on his rookie season, but there's huge upside with this player, and I know Karl Anthony Towns right now is the centerpiece, and they build around him, but Ant can be one of those players that eventually becomes or has the potential to be an absolute superstar in this league.
That's right, and he got a couple of GM votes for like his athletic ability, I think, who's going to be most improved along those lines. And the one area where you're going to see improvement from him, I think, and I think you've seen it so far in the preseason, is on the defensive end of the floor. Chris Finch has said Ant has made really good progress on that end of the floor. I think you were able to see it in the first two games. He is much more aware off the ball. He said he struggles guarding screens. He's been working hard at defending screens and trying to climb over screens or how to, you know, keep track of his man as he's getting screened. But there seems to at the very least be a commitment and a willingness to really dig in and get better on that end of the floor from Edwards. And, you know, this is the NBA. You don't always see that from 20-year-old players. Sometimes it takes a few more years for the fact that they have to play defense to sink in. So I think if he keeps on that track of making it a priority, making incremental improvements on that end of the floor, I think you could see a lot of improvement because he's not going to be a liability on the defensive end of the floor, at least not for very long.
Chris Hine joining us covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. There are new faces. You brought up Beverly. Are there any other new faces that could have an impact on the night-in, night-out rotation at this point?
We're going to see Taurean Prince, I think, get some rotation minutes right away. He's kind of a 3-4 that played in Cleveland and in Brooklyn. He said he was battling an ankle injury for the last 2 years, really, and decided to have surgery on it in April. Said he's coming into camp feeling as good as he's been in a long time. He's a guy that can guard multiple positions. He could shoot the three a little bit. But I think he can have a role right away. Between him and Beverly, I think those are your main newcomers who are going to be getting minutes. I think Beverly's suspended for the first game, stemming from an incident in the Western Conference Finals last year with Chris Paul. So you might not see him. You're not going to see him opening night. But Taurean Prince is another name to watch as we enter the season here.
Yeah, and you did a piece on Jared Vanderbilt. He's a guy that could continue to expand his role with the Timberwolves. Tell us, you did a deep dive on it. It was an interesting piece.
Yes, Jared Vanderbilt was a guy who came over in a trade from Denver. There's that big four-team trade they did 2 seasons ago. He was one of the pieces they got from the Nuggets, along with Malik Beasley and Juancho Hernan Gomez. And he was a young player, hadn't really played much in the NBA, mostly knocked around the G League. And, you know, for his first time here in Minnesota, he was in the G League and not really getting much time with the big roster. But early last year, he broke the rotation in a game in Denver, coincidentally enough. And his rebounding and hustle and defensive intensity kind of kept him around the NBA roster. They signed him to a 3-year deal in the offseason. He earned another contract with the team. And I think he adds a dimension to this team that's kind of missing. This team is going to have trouble rebounding. That's Jared Vanderbilt's biggest strength, rebounding. Defensive intensity has always kind of been a question with this team. Now, they do have some good defenders in Beverly and Okogie and Jaden McDaniels, but I don't think you'd ever really have enough defense on the floor, especially at the four position where Vanderbilt plays. So I think there's a spot for him. Just how much he contributes and how much his offense is going to limit his minutes. He's not a great shooter. He has trouble catching the ball at times, as was evident last night a couple times as well. How much his offense limits his minutes, we'll see, but he does add rebounding, hustle, defense that is sometimes lacking from this Timberwolves team.
Well, Chris, certainly good to visit with you once again. We're not going to do too much preseason game analysis. After the opener at Target Center, Twitter was just blown up with all the optimism. But if they can stay healthy and they can keep this group together, they have the potential to be very much improved this season. I don't even want to project playoffs or anything like that, but based on what we saw at the end of the regular season, it should be much better in 21-22.
I think so. And you know, the key is, as you said, health, right? If Carl Anthony Towns misses half the season again, you know, that could torpedo the season. But, you know, the optimism, I don't mind the optimism and seeing the optimism. Hey, this fan base has been through a lot of losing. And anytime you see a glimmer of hope, you want to latch on to it. And like you said, if they're healthy and you continue this kind of upward trajectory, Ant gets better. D'Lo and Finch seem to have a good chemistry together. Towns has another good year and he stays healthy. Like, I don't see why they couldn't be improved from last year for sure.
All right, Chris, good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Chris Hine, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.